When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
Indeed. Boy, music. It's 11:36 on a Thursday morning. We're about to kick off your lunch hour here in 15 minutes. Cowboys. We'll take our first look at the Carolina Panthers. But right now, we do it every Thursday at this time. Boy Music, our weekly music segment. And once again, I see Donnie in the low post. Ready for the ball.
Yeah, yeah. And these things happen every so often to get you talking, and it worked. Because Rolling Stone put out an article, the 250 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. Now, this is across all genres.
Since 2000, essentially.
Since 2000. We've had 25 years of music to choose from, and they put out the top 250 so far. And I just wanted to present you guys the top 10 that they have so far to see if you've heard of them, you like them, you agree, you disagree, whatever you want to do. But you know what? Let's make sure we get to the right page on here. Okay, we'll start. This is number 10, and I will tell you that about 70% of these I'm not very familiar with.
Is Mr. Brightside in the top 10?
Is that in the...
It is a song.
Last 25 years?
It's the Killers. Yeah.
There's a very good chance.
From 04?
It's probably in the top 250.
It's definitely not in the top 10. So let's start with number 10. This is 10 right here.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess. Is this Jay-Z?
Usually doesn't rain. No. This, you know who this is, Travis?
I have no idea.
He does our intro song.
No,
it's Juvenile?
No, it's not Juvenile. This is...
Is it Mystical?
Frank Ocean with Thinking About You. This is from 2012.
Big on socials around that time. Huh. Featured in a lot of vines.
Is that Billy Ocean's kid?
No. No, not that I know of. No, I don't know if he's claiming them or not. But Frank Ocean, Thinking About You, is at number 10. So let's go to number 9. And I will guarantee that we all know this song and heard this song at number 9.
Toxic by Britney Spears.
Yep. 2003.
I can name that tune. This is number 9 of the last 25 years. This list is fake. What are we doing?
This is a massive song.
It's a real list.
What's wrong with this banger?
As far as Britney songs go, this is pretty good. So 2003, too.
It really, truly is. So you know, sometimes you may forget about tunes. It's like, that is definitely a 2003 sound. So Toxic made it on the list at number 9. Let's go to number 8 to see if we all agree or disagree that this should be on the list. Let's go.
Never heard it.
Anyone?
Skrillex? Puff Daddy?
No, Norm. That's a good guess, though. It's a terrible guess, Norm. This is Radiohead. This is Idiot Tech?
Not a big Radiohead.
Idiotic?
Yeah, familiar.
Is that the name how you pronounce it? IDIOTEQUE.
Sounds right to me.
I'm going to say it's pronounced idiotic, just spelled different. Like John Coffey.
Ooh.
Only spelled different. Is this just an instrumental? I've never heard this song before in my life. But they claim this is the 8th best song in the 21st
century.
I don't know either.
Interesting.
All right, let's go to, you know what? I'm going to have to go to another spot on my laptop to play this one because I'm not quite sure if it's clean. Here we go. Number 7. Okay, hang on. I got two things playing at the same time. Hang on.
Play the lyrics.
That's the lyrics. No.
I kind of dig that. That's fine.
All right, whatever.
Oddly fit.
All right, here we go. This is 7.
All's my life,
never heard it.
This is Kendrick.
You have heard this.
You've heard this.
We played it last year when we talked Super Bowl. I'm up, homie. You up, but if God got us, then we go be all right. This is a great
Jay-Z.
Yeah, this is a really, really good tune. This is Kendrick Lamar, who did the whole halftime Super Bowl show. This is probably the one song that he's known for the most.
Yeah, everybody knows.
This is a great track. Great track. I need to wait till it gets to the part. I love this part. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. But I'm a okay, love that song.
I wish everybody could saw that.
I was just trying to vibe along with Kendrick Lamar. That is at number 7. And here is number 6. Anyone? I know, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, Matt's into it.
Because of synth.
That is exactly why. The song is titled Dancing on My Own. This is Robin.
I don't know any of that.
I don't either.
All of that was new information that you just gave me.
What? Swedish singer Robin.
Sweet.
Are they better than Starship?
Are they? I don't know. Man, okay.
Got a new, a whole new vibe over here.
What? His musical taste is something else. All right, that is at number 6. Let us
badass.
Go to number 5. This is the 250 greatest songs of the 21st century so far, put out by Rolling Stone. And this is number 5.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, Tay-Tay with All Too Well, back from 2012.
This is a phenomenal song.
You knew that one quick, too.
Yeah, the full version of this is incredible.
I walked through the door with you. The air was cold, but something about it felt like homesome.
This is her song about Jake Gyllenhaal and the breakup that she had with him and taking her around to her family and how he kind of played her. And she was a little too young, and that relationship taught her that maybe all guys aren't the dream you thought. It's a fascinating song. The video on this is incredible. Anybody who's ever been through a heartbreak, I mean, it's because it's like a mini movie. It's a 12-minute song. It's incredible.
That is number 5 on the Rolling Stones' greatest songs of the 21st century so far, All Too Well from Taylor Swift. I will promise you that everyone has heard what's at number 4.
Is it Blinding Lights?
Is this what?
Blinding Lights?
No. This is from 2003.
I give up.
Oh, that's Creed?
Not Creed. Stripes, baby.
White Stripes with Seven Nation Army. If you've been to any football game, you've heard this.
Jack White is so incredibly rich because of a lot of things, but 99% of it is because of that song. He gets so paid off of this, and it's awesome.
So that is number 4. Rolling Stone put out a 250 greatest songs of the 21st century so far. The White Stripes with Seven Nation Army. We are down to the top 3. Coming in at number 3, this will not need any introduction either, because I will bet that back in 2003, this was played so much that everyone knows exactly who this is and what this is.
This is Beyonce.
Number 3. Well, we do need cameras in here. Huh? I'm jamming my ass off here.
It is interesting that so many of these songs are from the early 2000s.
I mean, like, this is the third or fourth one from 2003.
Right. They're basically saying nothing from the last 10 years matters.
Yeah, I think the latest song that I've seen that we've played was 2010?
The Kendrick song. would have had been after 2010, right?
2012, the Taylor Swift song was in 2012. The Robin song was in 2010. Kendrick was 2015. Radiohead was 2000. Britney Spears was 2003.
Oh, yeah.
And Frank Ocean was 2012 or 10.
So there's nothing from the past 10 years. It's one of the great songs of the
Well, century. We do have two songs left, Matt.
Okay, so let's get to one.
Calm them and see. Maybe we will have something recently.
Them.
Yeah, calm those things.
So far, none of the bands I listen to have made it.
No way.
Man, took the words right out of my mouth.
I wanted to say it.
I keep waiting for a song from The Midnight or Pat Green or something.
Well, again, it's 250. We're just doing the top 10. So maybe you can go through that list and maybe one of those songs will show up. Who knows?
So they're all at number 11.
Every single one of them tied at number 11. So at number two, we will continue in 2003.
See? What is going on?
No way! I've never heard of this group, and I've never heard this song before. So let's see what's at number two according to Rolling Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
It's not the Cold War, right?
No, Sean, no!
What is this, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs?
Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Maps. And the song is called Maps.
This song got huge if you ever played Rock Band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that me introducing the band? Anyone familiar?
Does it start at some point?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Okay. You want to fast forward a little bit? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I like this.
This is number two?
It's number two.
It shouldn't be in the top 10.
How did Robin and this make the top 10?
That Robin song is...
Oh, sorry. You had a lot of free time to play Rock Band back then.
I did.
All right, that's at number two according to Rolling Stone.
No way, I'm on the...
You're number one.
In the top songs of the 21st century so far, let us go to number one, according to Rolling Stone. And we're going to 2001, everyone, to get the number one song, according to Rolling Stone, in the 21st century so far. And here we go.
Is this Sexy Back?
Unbelievable.
My God, mark that. I need that for so many different things.
With the lead up of
yes,
the song.
Yes, exactly.
Is it not?
No, that is not Sexy Back.
What is it?
Number one. Huh?
Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On.
He said, is this Sexy Back? Number one, huh?
That was the best guess ever.
No kidding, dude.
There's not a single song in the last 25 years better than this one.
Nope. According to Rolling Stone, it's not. And maybe they put these lists out so we can debate and go through and talk about all that. So wonderful job for them. I wouldn't pick this at number one. It's a great track. It's a great song.
Just put it in the top 10?
I wouldn't put it not in the top 5,000.
Not over JT.
Yeah, not over Sexy Back.
Yeah,
like, what are we talking about?
If you had played that could have been like in the discussion of a top 10 Sexy Back, because it was huge when it came out.
Doesn't it kind of sound like this?
Not as big as Missy. Not as big as Get Your Freak On.
You guys like that?
This song is... This is a good track. It really
truly
is. I'm
not saying it's not. I'm just saying this is not a greatest track of the last 25 years. Like, even close.
That is fascinating. Oh, man.
I didn't put together the list. Don't get upset
at
me.
I'm going to fight you.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that it's a really, truly, it's a good song.
It is a good song. I love this song.
Just real quick, can we just see what just missed?
Sure.
All right. Do you have it real quick? I just pulled it up.
Yeah, I have it. What we'll go 11 through. Okay, so
yeah, just
11 is Bad Bunny. Safaria. I'm pretty sure that we'll hear that in the Super Bowl at the Super Bowl halftime if that's the case. At 12 is The Strokes with Last Night.
Okay.
13 is SZA with Snooze. 14 was Daddy Yankee with Gasolina back
Hell
in 2004. At 15 was Outkast Bombs Over Baghdad from 2000. 16 Mariah Carey We Belong Together from 2005. Let's see. That's it. That was 16. 17 is Hotline Bling with Drake from 2015. At 18 was Billie Eilish with Bad Guy from 2019.
At 19 is Adele, Someone Like You from 2011. And rounding out the top 20 is Steve Lacy with Bad Habit. That is from 2022.
That song made the top 20. Okay.
Mr. Brightside is number 26 from The Killers.
I figured it would be on the list. That's a weird list, man.
That's a
lot of songs to go through, all different genres. That is the Rolling Stone. They had the top 250 songs from the 21st century so far.